And now, live from the Punky Treehouse
and the Highwayman's Lodge,
it's
Punky!
This is Punky! This is Punky!
Gooper, Gooper!
Hello!
Well done, you found Punky Radio. My name's Paul B. Edwards.
My name's Tony Hearn.
And this week's show is brought to you by the words argument and psychobilly and proper fuck. Also, we are cracking straight on with the first song, Tone. I'm not going to muck about it. I just want to say, Roch, I hope you're listening. I've played this for you. All will be explained. The Transmitters. So, Tony, that's the Transmitters and Hole in the Wall from their album I Fear No One, featuring a classic 1979 John Peel session, which is out on something or other records. They may even have put this in. I'm just going to see how. Oh, my eyes are going. No, they're not. It's dark in here. Why am I supposed to have any lights on? I'm a weirdo. It's out on something records.
Okay.
By someone or other. And
cool.
I'm sorry to not have more information here. What I want to know is maybe we can help our listeners track them down, Tony, by me asking you what their MySpace page is.
MySpace.com/transmitters?
No. Ah. MySpace.com/transmitters Z. Or if you're in the US, transmitters is Z.
Ah.
Single letter Z on the end of transmitters there. So it's transmitters.
Okay.
In a kind of Polishy Russian sort of way of spelling it, kind of at the end there, but not at the start, where it's just in English transmitters. So I hope that's explained it all, Tony. I'm officially over the hill now. I'm on the dip slope. I'm over 30-10, mate. It's downhill. You listen to Midnight Configuration underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the Benz this week. What I've got for you right now, Tony, is what I'm calling the email argument, part one.
Oh.
Now, it's part one because these are involved, and excuse me, but there is quite a lot for me to read out here. Now, let me get here. How this all started. Now, we have very good relationships with various PR people, don't we?
Yeah.
Yes, we do.
Yeah.
And I like PR companies because they're very efficient at sending you stuff, and they're really, really good and helpful because they're representing the band, so they do what you ask, right? Mm-hmm. In general. Here goes. Hey, oh, no, actually, I may have got the all the details about this. Yeah. So this has come through from Mike Leslie on Monday, February 8th at 11:11 p.m. UK time. Right. Hey, I actually stumbled onto your site and took a look and listened to what you got going on, and it's very impressive. There's some serious talent working for you. I represent an indie band called 1157. They just released a music video called Breakdown about suicide in support of an older album they signed to 8020 Records, and we are looking to do as much press as possible for it. These guys really have a great sound and a message of hope, and to be honest, they just need someone to break them out. If we could get a music review, that would be plenty, but the band would love to do an on-air interview with your station. They have already done K-Rock and X103.9 in SoCal that can be verified, as well as several college magazine articles and music magazine reviews in the last month. So we are really trying to light a fire for these guys and keep the ball rolling for them. They just shot another music video set to release in 2 weeks that has Fuse TV in its crosshairs for a song called For the Kids off the new album Not Yet Released. We got lots to promote and would love a chance to get an interview done with you or a review of whatever you would be interested in doing. I really don't want to come across as desperate, but it's rare to work for a band that works so hard and is passionate and humble with a message, and I am knocking on every door trying to get these guys heard. Please just watch the music video on their page and let me know what you can do, or if there will be fees to pay, etc, etc. Whatever we need to do, we will get it done. They have a pretty large national fan base that certainly couldn't hurt your ratings. Please get back to me ASAP so we can get the ball rolling and get some dates. Thanks a lot. Your name here and leave your cell number. 1157 Bandlink, right? Mm-hmm. I was only one back saying, it's fairly soon after, saying, hi Mike, we don't interview bands except for gigs, and we're in the UK, so it's unlikely we could talk to 1157. Normally, we ask bands to send us a CD to play, but seeing as they're an indie band and might not be suitable for our show, the best thing to do is email me an MP3, and if it fits, we'll play it on the show next week. Send me an e-press release in conjunction with the track, and we'll see what we can do. Thanks for your interest. Paulie B, Punky Post.
Sounds good.
So far, so good, doesn't it?
Yeah, nice.
Mike writes back, sounds great, Paul. With Skype, we can pretty much do a face-to-face interview, but if you would like, it would be just as cool to do an on-air music review of them as well. So, not listening to what I've said. I will talk with the label to send you out the MP3 track, as well as a little background press, etc., by tomorrow afternoon. Like I said before, if you check out the band's link, they are seriously putting up some big numbers and would bring you at least new 1,000 listeners, and we can put that in writing for you. If you guys were willing to change up your show formats for one podcast and give them some press in the form of the interview, think it over, they fit, and it's a win-win. Let me know as soon as you can, and if you're not used to Skype, I can get you on board, no prob. Thanks for the quick response, and I truly love the show, Mike.
Uh-huh.
Fine so far. Except that there have been many glaring problems in the two emails sent so far from him, and if you listen back over them, you will understand why. Mike, if you truly love the show, you'd know that we made it with Skype. Let's stick with the MP3 for now, and I'll see how the existing audience reacts. Adding 1,000 listeners for a single hit is a broad claim, my friend, but thank you for the offer. It is also not a particular incentive for us. We're on 3 internet stations, have thousands of iTunes downloads a week, and go out on pirate radio in 30 million countries. We play 8 tracks a week, and have previously been asked to showcase bands such as The Gossip and Duran Duran. You remember that?
Oh, yeah.
I don't have time to check out every band link we get sent, which is why we normally insist on mailing CDs to us. It's great to hear from someone as enthusiastic as you, but for now, let's see how we get on with playing the track. Cheers, Paulie B.
Still sounds good.
Actually, you're right. I do PR for EFS and don't have time to check out every show. Right, now hang on a minute. This guy has told us that he truly loves our show, has voted for it on Podcast Alley, and there's some serious talent working for our station. My band puts up serious numbers, and that's the bottom line. 1,000 valid claims. We've done it for 20-plus podcasts and internet radio in the past month, all of which can be verified. It's funny you don't have time to check out a link, but you have time to tell me how important your show is. Lol. Good luck with things.
Okay.
I'll save part two.
Right, okay.
Because that's when the shit hits the fan, really. So anyway, the long and short is that during all this, what he failed to do was send us the MP3 of the band. So I'm saying now that the band aren't played on the show this week. I've got nothing against them. I still haven't heard them because I haven't had time to go on their page and go through the tracks, etc. And I will get in touch with the band, not Mike, but I will get in touch with the band and say, listen, if you want us to play your stuff, get someone to send it to us and we'll sort it out. Anyway, I would normally at this point be doing some MySpace comments, Facebook comments or Twitter comments, but seeing as we haven't had any again, myspace.com/punkyradio, groups.to/punky or twitter.com/punkyradio. Time for song two. This is by a band called New Groove Formation, Tony. Now, you may not have heard of New Groove Formation, but I have, and I was particularly pleased when I got a Facebook message from a girl called Susie who is representing them and doing a bit of PR for them, who said, hi, I've been told that you've got a really good show. We were wondering if we could maybe get a track played on it, and how do we go about doing it? I sent her an email saying, look, what you got to do, if you don't mind, is send a CD through. I have heard the band before. I heard them at Rhythms of the World Festival last year in Michigan. They're absolutely brilliant. I would love to play a track. Stick a CD in the post and we'll get one on next week's show. And you know what? She just did.
Wow.
I know. Unbelievable.
No more emails.
What was a PR person thinking here? Just sending me a CD. Is she mental? Doesn't she want an argument and the opportunity for the whole thing to backfire? No. She's just sent it through. The girl's an idiot. So anyway, the complete result of this, Tony, is that despite what she probably wanted to happen, I'm going to play one of this fabulous band's tracks on the show. I can't work it out. The girl's unhinged. So this is really interesting, this band. I can't really just sort of clarify what sort of music this is. And when I was watching them last year with the people I was with, we had a chat about it, and they said, what do you think of this band? I said, I really, really like them, but I don't know what they are. I can't tell whether it's reggae or ska. Some of it's quite dancey. There's an MC, there's a brass section. I said, I can only describe this as young people's music. That young people really like, and I wish I could be with them. I am really enjoying it. I'm loving it. I just don't know what's going on. So basically, all of our younger listeners, I guarantee, are going to love this, and all of our older listeners are going to be like me, going, yeah, I really like that, but I think if I admitted to liking New Groove Formation, someone would accuse me of being the oldest swinger in town. But anyway, what I want to know is, Tony, what is New Groove Formation's MySpace page?
myspace.com/newgrooveformation.
It is. It's Tony One, Point of View and Internet One, and this is from the very excellent album, eponymously titled, and I like saying that. It's called Crowd Control. Shut up, Paul. I'm such a tit. This is from the album Crowd Control, right? It's young people's music, and it's really, really good, and everybody's going to like it, and I'll be quiet now. This is track 3 of the 10-track album. Do check them out if you get the chance to. This is Let Go.
Don't you think that you're playing on the air? I'm afraid I'm not trying to warn you, but you know. scene. Because if it were, things would be easier. The world would be a better place to live and people more forgiving. Just another story that's left untold. A lot of people's story here that's been sold. Because everyone should have loved whatever hate. The world would live in harmony, would that be great? I got a knife, I'll be it on time though. Free as a bird, that's the way to go, the way to go.
Groove Formation, and we'll be playing another track of theirs in future weeks from this wonderful album Crowd Control, despite Susie's better intentions. Sorry girl, but you've just got all this wrong and we're going to play them. Now, you're listening to the Planet Smashers underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony. Have you got any Podcast Alley comments?
I have. Thank you all for your comments so far this month. We're bang on mid-month, so there's still plenty of time to vote for us, even though it's a short month. But still, do vote for us. Because it's our birthday month, so please do vote for us. Easy way to do that is go to punkyradio.com.
I'm sorry, hold on a minute. What is the word plug?
I had a bit of a brain fart.
Plug.
Sorry. Easy way to do it, go punkyradio.com, top of the screen, it's important, please vote for this link, hit that, enter your email address and a subject in a comment, if so wish, because I read them out. And thank you for your comments so far. Here are the top five. Punky, love the show guys, it's been a great hour every time, finally caught up to current shows last month, love the Agrolites and the new Limousine songs. Would love to hear more from the bands on Punkorama. Love them all. Also, would love to hear more of Mad Sin. Shaggy's music. Thank you very much.
Uncanny Shaggy's music. Make sure you listen to the whole of this show.
Wow.
I don't know what you're going to read out, Tony, now do I?
Oh, don't think so.
No, I don't. And we don't. That's why we often get... We'll get a word of the week coming from someone who leaves a Podcast Alley comment or something or other. But that is just a great Podcast Alley comment for what's happening in the second half of the show.
Wicked. Next one. Save the Extremities. Almost forgot the January vote. Ah, I don't want my extremities gnawed by Tony. From Scott Jakubik.
He's a very sensible man. If rather late with his voting.
Yeah. And I'm rather late leading them out as always. But thank you. Next one. Do you guys still do Word of the Week? If so...
Yes, and it'll be coming up shortly.
Ah. But if so...
But anyway, I'm sorry, I'll be quiet.
If so, where I come from, we use the word athletic to describe gayness. E.g., Paul's new beard makes him look very athletic. Or, I know he has a girlfriend, but I think Tony is an athletics fan. From Tom Boldy.
Now, I quite like this expression.
Okay.
Being rather athletic. I think it's quite nice. It's like the expression that some of the media will use to suggest that someone is homosexual, even though for some reason they're hiding it. Right. And one of the phrases they use is confirmed bachelor. I like that. I like the phrase confirmed bachelor. I also particularly like the phrase fragrant. For example, and I'm not alleging anything here, but the expression has been used, the fragrant Peter Mandelson, for example. Yeah,
I've
does that make
heard
sense?
That one.
Have you? Oh, that's yes, fantastic. Fantastic. So, yeah, the athletics fan Elton John. I like it. I like it. So we will kind of have that as Word of the Week, except it's not the official one, because for something to become Word of the Week, you have to email it to PaulieB@PunkyRadio. Tyler, you email Word of the Week. It's like, Tony, do you know what's weird? I'll tell you what it's like. It's like we've got some order of doing things to simplify our lives. It's like, for Word of the Week, you send your Words of the Week to PaulieB@PunkyRadio.com, type in your email, Word of the Week. It's like, if you've got a twat, you send it to isatwat@tony@punkyradio.com. It's like, if you want to be played on the show, you send us a CD and don't keep fucking battering us with pointless emails. Do you know, it's like we have a plan.
Yeah. True. And next, last two comments, very quickly. Chalk one up for February, my friends. I hope all is well across the pond. Please. Marcus, XY Rocks. Always voting.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is, Mark. Always voting. Yes, it is, Marcus. And I know that I promised to talk about your show this week. But again, what with the second half of my birthday celebrations going on last week, I didn't really get a lot of time to just sit and listen to podcasts. And I owe you and Ugly Shoes, a fabulous Kuru Radio, a good listen. And hopefully I will have done it in time for next week's show. But do check out XY Rocks if you get the chance.
And finally, Oh My Grief. By the time this is read out, I'll be 2 score years and a bit. Lummy, Paulie B, and you're right. That's how long it takes me to read comments out.
I was just thinking, Tone.
Yeah.
When you started reading that out, I think, oh, someone else uses the phrase, oh my grief. Who could that be? It was me all the time. That's why I need things in the proper places, so I don't actually forget them.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, right.
That's it. Something PC, like read for PCA.
Well done. Something in its proper place, because I managed to remember where it was from last week. It's TVI, their album Nice People. Which phrase Nice People is something someone in America could do to take more of the attention to. Nice People features 31 songs on one CD. We played Yoko Ono last week. Lots of brilliant stuff on here. Nothing is over 2 minutes long in a Bleach Boys style. All the way from Sweden. Great band. And we'll be playing at least a couple more of this. But this is this week's airing from TVI. This is Professional Punk. The Rich Morton sound underneath us right now, Tony. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week. What is TVI's MySpace page?
MySpace.com/TVI.
Oh, it was only a week ago, Tony.
Yeah.
MySpace.com/TVI Punk. Paulie being Internet 2, Tony 1. Do check them out. Get this album. Really, really good. Add it to your wish list along with Want Unit. It's something you deserve to have. Really catchy pop punk, really good fun songs, really good fun. I'd love to see them live. I will try and track them down at some point, I suppose. It's an excuse to go to Sweden, isn't it? Like you need one. Right, so have you got a twat?
I do. Thank you for all your nominations so far this month. I'm constantly running out, and we do run the risk of running dry again. So if you do have a twat to nominate, now is the time. Email me, tony@punkyradio.com. I want the twat's name. where they're from, and a reason for the nomination. This week,
or alternatively, get involved in some pointless emails and never get it on air.
Exactly. This week is from Kayla Robinson, who is probably Kayla Conspiracy, I imagine.
I don't know. It could be someone else.
It could be.
I doubt.
No, I can't remember Kayla's second name. I assume it's you, Kayla.
I think it's Conspiracy.
Yeah. And she goes on to say, with evidence to back this up, I would like to nominate my mum for Is a Twat.
There were many good lord, hang on a minute.
Yeah?
We've got to be a bit careful here, haven't we? It's like, do we normally include mums and dads in this?
I don't know if we have done before.
Oh, well, fuck it, it's a first. Let's go for it.
There are many reasons she deserves this, but I'll name just the most recent cases in point. To start off with, you should know that she has my internet blocked in many ways. I only get an hour of internet use every weekday. She spoils me with 2 hours on the weekends. And YouTube is completely blocked, along with many other video sites. Occasionally, more like 3 times a week, I'll try to visit a website, most likely for school purposes, when a message will fill the screen saying parental control access denied, and then it gives the reason why said page cannot be viewed by 14-year-olds such as me. Okay, so it's not Kayla.
Yes, it's not Kayla.
Okay. The most common reason? Travel.
Well, it's not that Kayla.
No. Sorry.
It's another Kayla. An equally valid Kayla.
Yeah.
Who, frankly, probably shouldn't be listening to Punky Radio.
Oh, yeah, good point. Oops. The most common reason is travel. Travel is a subject meant for adults only. What the heck? And not to mention the second most common reason, gambling. This typically would make perfect sense, but we have poker nights at our house one Friday month where I'm allowed to participate. I'm not a fan of the double standard. Anyway, another thing blocked on the internet are the efficient ways to get in touch with you guys. Yes, that's right, Facebook and MySpace and the like. And now that I've covered the background of this nomination, I can finally get onto the real reason. Today, as I was about to go searching around the web for alcohol and their music, which I can't seem to find in the US with my limited internet, a message came up and said, your parents have limited your time on the internet and it has expired. Now, I knew that this was untrue. Notice my use of polite words, as swearing is banned in the house. Believe me, I've tried, but that's another story. Because I had only clicked the internet button literally 5 seconds ago. This is not the first time this has happened, and you don't know how annoying it is to be in the middle of something very important and then get shut off. So annoyed as I was, I asked, Mother dearest, may you change this so I can innocently look on the internet? Not the exact words I used, but it sounds much better. The response I get is, first you can vacuum the hallway, my room, which I didn't hear her say, and the bathroom, and then pick up the stairway. This is where I get very mad in my head, hate to show aggression to the one who could help me. Her answer had nothing to do with my question, and all I wanted was to listen to music. This is a long email, sorry, I'll end it quick. So I go upstairs and vacuum the hallway, and her room, the bathroom didn't need it anyway. And she comes to the stairs and says, did you do my closet too? I said, no I didn't. I did your room when you didn't ask, and you're lucky I did that. Anyway, long story a little shorter than it could be. For the rest of the day while I'm on the internet, my mum paces by me and makes sure to remind me that my internet time will be up in an hour, or however much she thinks I have left. So Lisa Robinson, from Berlin, Vermont, in the USA, Vermont, should be an acceptable nominee for Tony's as a Twat. I know how it's always drying up, and no one likes a dried up crusty old twat now, do they? And this nominee isn't from Knardnardnardnardnardner. It's not Teacher, and I won't have reasons why they're such a good nominee. Anyway, I do suppose this is biting the hand that feeds, but I've been endlessly ripping that hand to shreds in my mouth for such a long time that it doesn't seem out of place at this point. Keep up the good punk, Kayla Robinson. Whew, that was...
Well... A.
Uh-huh.
Absolutely justified.
Yeah.
B. What a very intelligent young person and probably really involved new groove formation. Right. C. What a very excellent, insightful email into the life of someone living in the northeast of the United States.
Yeah.
D. I'm getting a bit tired of all these people saying to people they can't go on the net when they want to, and they can't do this, and you can't do that, and you can't do this, and you can't do that. Because, let's face it, so many people have stopped from going out now because of the dangers perceived in the outside world, that all they've got often is what is accessible to them, if you like, on the inside world. And that is the net. The net's a very personal thing. It's a one-on-one experience. And I don't think it is something that should necessarily be regulated in any way at all. I can understand it if you're a preteen and your folks want you to play games and all that sort of thing. But I reckon, I know what I was like at 14, Tony, and I suspect that you were very, very similar. But we kind of knew about stuff, and we would swear, and we would try and get alcohol, and we would manage to get alcohol. And we, you know, the first times I got really drunk, I was 14 years old, and I think there's so many stupid laws whereby, in this country, for example, where you can drive a car at 17, but you can't have a drink till you're 18. You can't smoke till you're is it 18 now you smoke? You can't smoke.
I think, yeah, 18, yeah.
18. But you can fucking, you know, get married with parental consent at 16. And it's all a bit messed up. I'm not saying that there should be some, there's one law for one group of people and one law for others. And personally, I don't agree with the following statement at all. But the fact is that in parts of Eastern Europe and in Spain, you can get married at 14 years old.
14, can you?
Yeah. Wow. Spain has got the youngest age of consent in Europe. Right. Now, no one is suggesting that Spain needs some form of parental guidance by Central Europe that says they can't make their own decisions. Now, if the Spanish government can say that Spanish people are mature enough at 14 to get married, I think that this girl should be allowed to go on the internet. Now, can we just check? It is a girl here. How are you spelling the name?
K-A-Y-L-A.
Yes, right, okay.
Yeah.
So I think this girl should have access to the net.
Yeah.
Definitely. More than an hour a week. I mean, I think her mum's right not letting her listen to your shit.
That is true. There are lines you can't cross.
So, yes, it was a long twat, and it's also been a long explanation as to why it's valid. But, Tony, let's go for it.
Okay. So?
Vermont, here we come.
So Lisa Robinson from Berlin, Vermont, USA
is a twat. I think that's utterly
I think that's justified.
And, of course, Kayla, what you might want to do is have a look on the Punky Radio website, go through the Swear Esperanto, and see if there aren't some phrases on there you can get away with around the house. That's what it's there for, after all.
Yeah. True.
Now, something from Japan.
Hey.
I've really been getting into Japan files again, having sort of neglected them over a while. And is this the third week in a row we've played a track from Japan files? It might be.
It might be, yeah.
This is a band called High and Mighty Colour. They've got a new album out right now. And I had a listen to some of the tracks on it, and I picked this one out we're about to play. What I want to know is, Tony, what is High and Mighty Colour's MySpace page?
MySpace.com/High and Mighty Colour.
And is the colour the English spelling or the American spelling?
American spelling.
It is indeed. It's C-O-L-O-R. High and mighty C-O-L-O-R. This is Fly Me to the Other Moon.
Yeah.
So, Tony, I was wondering whether, over the last week, you managed to retain any information about GoDaddy, the website that we are so inextricably linked with.
No, not really.
Well, in that case then, to the tune of Chromosoma 3, shall I tell you a little bit about them?
Please.
Essentially, they're a web services provider, so when you go on there, you'll quickly and easily discover you can get a great deal on domains, web hosting, SSL certificates, which are
sales,
and increased site traffic, as well as opportunities to auction off existing domain names that you no longer need, shopping cart constructions, and, oh yeah, easy podcasting. So all you would-be Tonys out there might just be able to have a go at it yourselves after all. Everything is laid out really simply on the site, and if you type in the order code PUNKY7, that's
PUNKY7,
into the space provided, you can get an additional 10% off any order. Any order, not already discounted. It's particularly good if you're in the UK as well, because there's now a Punky 8 code, that's
Punky 8,
which entitles you to 20% off any purchase over 35 nigga. It's a no-brainer. And why is that, Tony?
Because my clients use them, oh yeah.
Would seem sensible. And there is now a Punky 9 code, that's
Punky 9,
which gives you 30% off all your .com domains. Hey, you Brits! Yet another code. Punky 25, that's
Punky 25.
Gives 25% off orders over 65 quid. Buggeration. So go to GoDaddy.com for all your internet and web hosting needs.
Nice.
I'm not mucking about here, mate.
No.
Because I'm very excited about track 5.
Okay, cool.
Because track 5 is the start of the second half of this show, which I'm calling the Psychobilly Meeting 50% of a Show Special.
Wow.
Because the bands have just been revealed for this year's Psychobilly Meeting in Pineda de Mar, Catalonia, Spain, España. I'll be there for, I think the festival itself is from the 24th to the 27th. I'll be there from the 24th of June to the 1st of July, as will my mate Steve. We're trying to get some other people to come along as well. It's going to be brilliant. And when I saw the lineup, I was ridiculously excited. It will become apparent why over the next 4 songs. Here's the first one, track 5 on this week's show. This is from the album Poor Man's Dream, which is a relatively little known album that King Kurt brought out around about 1993. And there's some brilliant songs on here. This is one of them. This is Too Much. We'll be right back.
well. You can have whiskey, you can have women, you can have Cadillacs too. Well, you can have money, so much ain't it funny, but let me tell you something that is true. Too much of a good thing, too more insane. Too much of a good thing, too more funny. Too much of a good thing, I'm insane. You've dreamed in your sleep, a big black shiny Cadillac parked out on the street. You could have an all-well pumped out black nose, but let me ask you, mister, was it worth it so well? You can have whiskey, you can have women, you can have Cadillacs too. Well, you can have money, so much ain't it funny, but let me tell you something that is true. Too much of a good thing. Too much of a good thing, turn home for money. Too much of a good thing, I'm insane.
Too much, man.
Like a whiskey, you sip it for the taste. To knock it back in one hit is worse than a waste. Well, you can have whiskey, you can have women, you can have Cadillacs too. Well, you can have money, so much ain't it funny, but let me tell you something that is true. Too much of a good thing can turn more insane. Too much of a good thing can turn more insane. Too much of a good thing.
That's King Kurt and Too Much, Tony. I'll tell you what, the second half of this show, I could dedicate this to your missus.
Yeah?
Oh. Yeah, because she likes this music and she's going to love every single one of these tracks. That one is the first one out. You're listening to the Dead 60s underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week. The Psychobilly meeting, this will be a hat trick of appearances for me. I'm very, very excited about it indeed. Some of the bands playing, it's just absolutely brilliant. King Kurt, The Quakes, Restless, The Highlanders, Meteors, Madsen, just as the main band, and they're just going all the way down the list. It looks absolutely brilliant. And our friends in the south of France aren't very far from there, and I wonder if they can be persuaded to go.
I might
get in touch with them direct and send them a link, seeing as they could drive it. I mean, they could they could do a day ticket if they wanted to just come down for the Saturday or something. What a good idea. Right, and it's all right, they're safe, because my flight's already booked and I won't have time to go up to them afterwards, so I'm not going to go and wreck their place, they can just come down and wreck mine. Now, there was something else I was going to say about the Psychobilly meeting this year. I think I might save the details for it for the future. I am aware that the next two sections might be quite long, so I am trying to keep this a bit sweet. We've got a Comedy Suburbs. If you do have a joke that you'd like to send in for us, send it to paulieb@punkyradio.com, titling your email Comedy Suburbs. It can either be one you've thought up yourself, or one you've had texted to you, one you've heard. One I don't mind, really. It's quite nice when they come in. Sometimes they're quite long-winded, sometimes they're short. This week's one's short, and it's with Insane Star. Oh, Insane Star.
Yeah.
And she writes, a friend sent me this joke in a text and I thought it was amusing enough to send in. I just bought some Sainsbury's sausages. They've got a picture of Jamie Oliver on the front. On the back it says, prick with a fork. Can't argue with that. Insane stuff. That's it. Oh, I'll tell you what, shall I do part two of the argument now?
Yeah, sure.
I could, couldn't I?
Yeah.
No, I'll save it. Oh, I'm such a tease. I'll save it. So here we go then with the next track on this week's show. I know that we have rushed through the section, but I'm so excited about the music. And I'll be perfectly honest with you, after we finish recording this, I'm going to be watching a movie called Zombie, Zombie, Zombies. Have you heard of that?
No.
Zombie, Zombie, Zombies is when there's some form of bad outbreak of zombiness that can only be cured by a group of sexy strippers.
Genius.
It was built for me. And I haven't worked out how to record off the telly with my Virgin, whatever it is, thing. So I'm just gonna have to crack on. I'll miss some of it. I'll probably watch it on some Plus One thing. But, oh, okay. I should think it's done all week. But anyway, I do want to watch Zombie, Zombie, Zombies after the show. Now, where am I? Oh, yes. The next track. So, I don't think we've ever played a track by Restless Tony. It's very, very remiss of me. One of my favourite ever bands, this. They were the lighter end of psychobilly. I suppose they'd be described more as neo-rockabilly. Just fabulous musicians. Mark Harmon, the lead guitarist, who's also a guitarist in Space Cadets.
Okay.
And various other bands, actually. He was a guitarist with Dave Phillips years ago. He's just one of the best guitar. I put himself and Brian Setzer as the best two rock and roll guitar players I've ever heard. Restless were a very popular band in the late 80s through to the early 90s. They brought a lot of albums out, all of which are worth buying. I particularly like the earlier stuff they did, which just sounded old. It sounded like it had been recorded in the 50s in the Deep South, probably a swamp around them, and just fucking go for it. But anyway, the track we're playing this week isn't from that period, really. It's from a little bit later. I mean, this is sort of mid to late 80s. This came out on an EP, which is an absolutely brilliant EP. It was the main track on it. What I want to know is what is... Oh, now, I couldn't find a MySpace page for Restless.
Okay.
But you can get all of their music through Raucous Records. So what I thought I'd do instead was say... I was asking you a question, Tony. First of all, what is King Curtis' MySpace page?
MySpace.com/alcoholicrat.
It is, which makes it... Oh, we didn't... Oh, for fuck's sake. And what is High and Mighty Colours Japan Files page?
Oh, JapanFiles.com/High and Mighty Colour.
Oh yeah, we did do that, didn't we? We
I
did
think
do
it
that.
Is, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, so that made it 2-2. So this makes it 3-2 to you. What is Raucous Records MySpace page?
MySpace.com/Raucous Records.
It is. It's Tony Four, poorly beaten internet team. This is Restless and one of my favourite ever songs, Vanish Without a Trace.
I know the reason why. inside my head keeps saying what they say is true. It's gonna get you, no matter how hard you try. I know it happens all the time, but I wanna know the reason why. That's how it had to end. That's how it had to end. That's how it had to end. That's how it had to end.
A bed I vanished without a trace. A bed I vanished without a trace. You better not come around and see, cause I ain't very good company. Dink-a-dink-a-dink-a-dink-a-dink-a-dink-a-dink. I tried to write you a letter, but there's not much I can say. Sitting here night after night, thinking of a better way. Brilliant. You know, listen to Chop Tops underneath us right now, who I was hoping were going to be on the Psychopathy meeting just to complete my perfect lineup, but sadly not. I'll have to probably wait another year for them. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week. I want to just briefly go through... have you got anything to talk about, Tone?
Not massively much. It's my birthday tomorrow, but nothing other than we're doing much, really. Probably be going out, and I think Steph's got a surprise for me, so... Nothing much I know what's happening, but...
Yeah, strap on.
Yeah, why not? Big 33 tomorrow. Yeah.
Inches? Oh, yeah. God. Oh, right, I see. Right. 33, is that all?
Yeah, thanks.
I'd like to say I remember being 33, but frankly, I don't. Happy birthday for tomorrow, Tony.
Thank you.
My birthday weekend part two last week as part of my 30-10 celebrations involved my show at Rava on Thursday when these guys came down. Phil and Mustafa, who are making a film about a stand-up comedy in London, and they said, can we come down and film your show? I went, yeah, no problem at all. Got on with them famously. The show wasn't very well attended, quite frankly. It was a great show, really, really good fun, but just not a lot of people there. Thank you very much to Renee, my American friend, who came up from the South London show. She had a great time. She got me a very nice present. She got me a bolo. It's kind of a boot race tie sort of deal. With a sort of birthstone in it and that, and I quite like it anyway. I wore it for the rest of the weekend.
Nice.
Anyway, because they were filming and I was comparing the show, what I decided to do is I knew that what messes up film crews is massive continuity issues. So when they're recording a live stand-up comedy DVD, for example, it might be over 3 or 4 nights, but they'll get the comic to wear exactly the same clothes, have their hair done the same way, and they won't sort of take the camera into the audience too much, except on specific people in different areas of the crowd, so they can pick the best bits of 3 or 4 nights and make it one show. Does that make sense?
Yep.
Yeah. So I went on at the start of the show in my normal kit. Then when I went on again to put the next act on, I was wearing a bolo. Then I went on the next time round, I'd done my hair differently. Then I went on the next time, I'd rolled up a trouser leg. Went on the next, and so on and so forth, until at the end of the night, David Whitney, my mate, the guy, the bagpipe in stand-up comic, showed up in his kilt, having been busking, and I got him to go on and introduce the last act. So for continuity issues, he said for continuity reasons, I've now become a small fat Scotsman in a dress. It was very, very funny. A good night was had by all, and thanks to everyone who came down.
Cool.
This takes me into Friday. Friday was, for me, my big birthday night of birthday nuss. A week after my birthday, but nevertheless valid. It was my show in Hitchin. We got a great bit in one of the local papers for this show, which was a really, really superb bit. As a direct result of that and the acts that were on, two fabulous acts, sold out for the first time since November after the last 2 months of weather. Mm. Absolutely brilliant. Well, overfilled, in fact. I did say there was officially 197 people in there, probably left off about 30 on top of that. It was just a great show. We went out to Bombora afterwards, ended up a house party, everything was just a right laugh. Saturday, feeling a little worse for wear, I showed up to the show in Letchworth, being hopeful that it would also be sold out. However, the same really great piece about the show in Itchin, hadn't he? It's a great battle in Lechworth, because he said it was advance ticket only, which meant we hardly had any walk-up. So actually numbers were a little bit down, but it was still, again, another just fantastic show. I really, really enjoyed it. Drove over to Luton after the show, where I met up with Steve and Agger, and we went over to the Coven, where much fun was had. Shots and red wine was drunk with Loopy, but I do have to apologise right now to Small Paul, who I saw very briefly, but we didn't get a chat.
Okay.
And I like to have a chat with Small Paul, and I didn't get it. But hello to Shameless, who is a very entertaining man with similar facial hair to me. He had it first, but was drunk enough to not realise that when I said, oh, I like what you've done with your facial hair. Oh, zombies is starting.
Oh.
Oh well, I'll just have to admit, I don't think I'm necessarily going to need the plot as it goes. It's on Zone Horror.
Ah.
So I should actually probably just be able to watch it like without the soundtrack from the start, so it's fine. Just bear in mind that during the last bit of this show, there are sexy strippers attacking zombies in the background as I talk to you.
Fair enough.
It's just like another night out in the home with Roger. On Valentine's Day, I did precisely fuck all except enter a $5 poker tournament online and win it. So
hey.
I won $22. Happy Valentine's. Oh, and I had a wank. What a lovely. Oh, I bought myself some flowers.
You bought yourself some flowers?
I have, Mr. But I bought some flowers for the windowsill, and it was my mum's birthday. So it's a bit awkward, really, because I have to buy my mum a card and some chocolates every year on Valentine's Day. It could be misconstrued. There's nothing Oedipal going on here. It is her birthday. Sorry, I've completely forgotten about this, and I do want to tell you it. We went round to mum's for lunch, and the kids were all there, and I do have fun with my nephew Louis, as discussed in the past with the table football incident at Christmas. Hmm. This time round, I find out that he had starred in a school production of a short play called The Last Tree. That is about the last Christmas tree in the Christmas tree shop yard thing, and it's ever so sad because all the other Christmas trees have been sold, but then that one isn't. And Louis, as he was telling me the story, was getting quite emotional. He's a sensitive little soul. I predict difficult teenage years. I'd misheard what he said. I said, it wasn't a musical, was it? And he went, no. I went, that's a real shame. Because what he described was, at the end, I got dressed up, he said, they put tinsel around my neck and they put baubles on my fingers, and the people that ran the shop had me as their Christmas tree, and it's a lovely ending. Like, it turns out they saved him till last. They didn't want to sell him because they wanted him to be their tree, and everything's happy. There once was an ugly duckling and all that sort of thing. Like.
Uh-huh.
Anyway, I was quite taken by the idea of it being a musical, and in my head came up with a little song. I said, oh, Louis, it's a shame it wasn't actually a proper musical, because it would have been great. The whole of the cast could have come out for the last song and just going, he is the last tree, he is the last tree. And Louis, you could have just stood there, pointed your finger and said, I got a tinsel around my neck and baubles on my fingers. And that just basically made me laugh for the whole of dinner. Then I went back and just had some me time.
Nice.
This week, I'll say about this week in the next bit, because it's time for track 7. This is another band appearing at the Psychobilly meeting this year. It's proving to be, for me personally, the best lineup so far. I mean, the thing is, they have great lineups every year, and every lineup is someone else's favourite, but this one is looking like my favourite lineup this year, just with just the amount of brilliant, brilliant bands that are playing. This being one of them. This is the band called The Highliners. You may remember them, those of you who are older, in that they did have a top 40 hit in the 1980s with the song Henry the Wasp. This is from the album Bound for Glory. I don't think we've ever played this song before, but I'm going to cover myself and say this is from the vaults. Anyway. Okay. He's got his pants down again.
He's got his pants down again. Naughty Nige, he doesn't think twice.
No, think twice.
He knows what to do to feel very nice.
Feel very nice.
Well, off he's on, and that's a fact.
That's a fact.
Clothes are drag, Knight says that.
It's
Naughty Nige. It's Naughty Nige.
do you see?
What do you see? What do you see?
A naked bird and a naked bee.
A naked bird, a naked bee.
Well, Nige goes naked when he's out.
When he's out, when he's out.
Nige is swimming with a naked trout.
Naked trout, naked.
It's naughty Nige. It's naughty Nigel. It's naughty Nige. Down again. They tried to put the clothes on him, but Nye says, no, allergic skin. And then he put them on, but it's just for a tease. And he pulled his pants down to his knees. Oh. It's naughty Nye. It's naughty Nigel. It's naughty Nye. Pants down again. Well, that naughty Nigel, he's got his pants down again. Well, that naughty Nigel, he's got his pants down again.
Right, that's the Highlanders, Naughty Nigel.
Cool.
A fantastic song, that is. Just very, very funny. A great band. And you will notice that, because they've got a saxophone, and King Kurt have saxophone, so I split them up with Restless, and then we'll be getting on to the last bit in a bit. Another band playing at the Psychobilly meetings. Oh, that's from the album Bound for Glory. Mm-hmm. What is the Highlanders MySpace page?
MySpace.com/The Highlanders?
No, MySpace.com/The Highlanders official. Do check the page. They do another great song called Scooter Dad, Sworn to Fun, Loyal to Mum, East Scooter Dad. I absolutely love this band. They're really, really good fun. I saw them a couple of years ago when I did a festival called Endorse It, which they're a part of, and they do it every year and have their own stage. And that's when they had Nigel Lewis and the Zorchman play for. Absolutely brilliant. And they're on at the Psychobilly meeting, and I will be watching them. Right. Also, the band you're hearing underneath is at the moment right now is Guana Bats, who are on at the Psychobilly meeting again. They were on the year before last, and I saw them. They interviewed Stuart from the Guana Bats, you may remember, and forgot to switch my bloody thing on. So I am desperately hoping to get another chance to talk to him this year, but I would understand if he didn't want to. And by the way, zombies has only been going on for a couple of minutes, and there is a twist, you'll be pleased to hear. It's not what I was thinking so far tonight, because we were talking off air about zombies. But yeah, the black dude has already had it.
Yeah, of course he has.
But it's not the film, it's a little girl watching the film on the telly, and now it's gone into, oh, this is going to be great. So, Guana Bats are playing as well. I'm very excited about that. And now it's time for the email argument part two.
Yay!
Which I'm sure you've been waiting for all show, Tony.
Yeah.
Now, just to recap, what happened was, this bloke Mike had sent me an email pretending that he really liked Punky Radio and had been listening to it quite a lot, and then said that he wanted me to change the whole show to fit in with this indie band that he was pushing. Over a couple of exchanges, it became apparent that he'd never listened to the show before. And I haven't really gone in about the spelling in his emails or grammar, but it was pretty shocking, as a sideline. So anyway, we'd reached a point where he said, and I quote, I'll do the last bit. He said, "It's funny, you don't have the time to check out a link, but you have time to tell me how important your show is. Good luck with things." I replied, "Mike, I was replying in kind. Don't bother contacting us if you don't like being seen through. I don't have time to listen to band links and made that decision in our early days of the podcast because I'm inundated with requests to do so. Those interested in being played on our show would notice how to go about it via either our website or our MySpace page. You've done neither of those things. That I have the time to reply to you is out of consideration and politeness. I won't bother again. Should we receive material from EFS, it will be considered the same way any other would, and judged on merit. I never criticise a band for employing pushy PR people who prove to be unpleasant when they don't get what they want. I simply let the band know directly how they are being marketed. You are in a profession where I hardly think this kind of email exchange is beneficial. I didn't say we were important, I said we didn't need your alleged 1,000 listeners. Good luck yourself with things, you're probably going to need it. There really is no need to contact me again, but I imagine you will.
Okay.
Now, because this guy is not the kind of guy who is going to settle for not having the last word.
Nope.
Now that I'm 30-10, I, however, am. And have learnt, albeit reluctantly, to walk away from an argument, whilst at the same time leaving the person that I'm leaving the argument with really pissed off and unable to complete the argument. He did send me another email back, which I have just opened. I left it a week. And this is what it said. At this point, I really don't care about your show. They are a dime a dozen. Now, I could have sworn at the start of this thing, just telling us how great it was and how there's a lot of talent working for us on our station. I just wanted to point out you again contradicted yourself by saying you don't have time to check out a link. And in fact, one word, it would have taken half the time to do that as it would to write your email to me explaining that you don't have the time and how PR people suck. They don't, just he does. And how you do have the time to check your mailbox and open up a hard copy or download an MP3 when I sent you an e-press link like you requested in your first response. He didn't know. I love it when I come across people like you. You're so big at your wrong form of your, while you are, let that go. You're so big-headed about a podcast you do, you want to stress the fact of your importance to compensate for any short doing. I imagine you mean shortcoming. No space. Incorrect use of full stop. Anyways, shouldn't have the S on. If you continue to write me back, now I've already said I'm not going to get in touch again. If you continue to write me back, I think we could actually develop a working relationship, because we've already come this far. Just check out the damn link, dude. Lol. So, hang on a minute. The final email he sends me said he doesn't care about me. He thinks I'm big-headed. He thinks I'm self-important. He wants nothing to do with me. He says that I contradict myself, but at the end of it, he goes, but hey, anyway, let's have lunch. Just great. So, anyway, I haven't been back in touch with him. I will get in touch with the band because I am intrigued to find out what they sound like. If they want to send you a CD, I'll listen to it on merit. Does that sound fair?
Of course it does.
Yeah, I mean, because the thing is, I know that you could be reading this through and think, oh, that's just sour grapes on Paul's part. But I think the thing is, the thing that annoyed me was the initial email, which made out, not that well, but it did make out, like, he had listened to the show. He really was keen to get the band on, and what could we do to help? And what it was, he's probably sent that to a fucking load of people. And if a load of other podcasters have fallen for this bullshit, then more fool them. I don't mean to be to the detriment of their own podcast, because I know when something like that comes through, you can't help but be flattered that someone who hasn't listened to the show before has gone the trouble to do it. And when it turns out that they haven't at all, you just feel a bit let down. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, might as well just be honest.
Yeah, I'd rather he just said, look, I've got this band and they want to be on your show, and I'd have gone, great, send a CD. Not go through all this fucking rigmarole. Anyway, what he didn't realise was, this is my final thought, this is Jerry's final thought, this is Paulie's final thought here, is, I don't have time to listen to band links because I spend too much time having shitty email arguments with people that I do genuinely really enjoy. That's the thing. If you're an angry and intellectually challenged PR company worker with a band that frankly probably aren't suitable for my show, do email paulieb@punkyradio.com. Title your email. Well, you asked for it. So, the reason earlier on in the show, Tony, I said to you, that is an inspired Podcast Alley comment asking for more Mad Sin. is because Mad Sin are one of the bands playing at who will be headlining one of the nights at the Psychobilly meeting this year. And I dug out an album of theirs that came out in 2005 called Young, Dumb and Snotty, which was it's described as the psychotic years 1988 to 1993, 100% primitive, right? It's a really good early sort of best of, and it's just, they're nuts. I mean, they're a real nut. I mean, this is like the band from my level of nutness to say this band are nuts. Hopefully gives you some idea about how nuts they are.
Pretty nuts then, yeah.
I could have played any song off this. There's 24 tracks on it. I could have played any one, and I will play another track of this album before the Psychobilly meeting in June. I may play two, in fact, you never know. Absolutely great band. Looking forward to seeing them live this year. From Germany. They're one of the few European Psychobilly bands to make it big. Most of the ones that did well were British or from the States. Batmobile from Holland did very, very well. And Mad Sin are probably up there with Batmobile, not being unique within Europe, but in terms of doing really, really well and not being from one of your classic psychobilly countries, if you like. Just really brilliant. What I want to know is, Tony, what is Mad Sin's MySpace page?
MySpace.com/MadSinMusic.
Oh, you fucking beauty. No, MySpace.com/MadSin.
Oh.
Sin. You thought I'd lost it this week. It's Paulie B on the internet for Tony 4, and this is Indestructible Man. Mad Sin, Indestructible Man. What do you say to that, Tone?
Very Tone. Nice.
I reckon Steph will like that. I reckon she'll like that a lot. They are, and well, Mad Sin describes the band very well, I think. Just absolutely nuts. Just nuts. The songs, that even the structure of a lot of the songs they do, is unlike other ones. Zombie, Zombie, Zombies has just got interesting, Tone, in that they're doing a sort of pole show for the strippers. Clearly, they're having a bit of a dance before they go out and do battle. There's another black dude showing up. He's not going to last long. We know how these things work.
Yeah.
But what I'm quite pleased about is one of said strippers has just walked out in that kind of American schoolgirl, that centerfold video type outfit, you know, so looking forward to it. Oh, and her phone's rang while she's on stage. Come on, girl, be professional. She just stopped what she was doing and taken the call. Oh, I can see why this was only a B-movie. Right, so thank you all so much for listening this week. There's things you should do for next week. What are they, Tom?
Vote for the podcast, Ali, definitely. Got a couple of weeks left of February yet, so plenty of time. Go to punkyradio.com, top of the screen is important. Please vote for his link. Hit that, enter your email address and a subject in the comment, and I'll read them out. And I need twat, quite frankly. It's my birthday, so send me a birthday present in the form of a twat. Gift that keeps on giving. To tony@punkyradio.com. I want the twat's name, where they're from, and a reason. Please do that.
What about iTunes? Have we mentioned iTunes? Are we doing iTunes? What's going on with iTunes?
We can do iTunes. Please review iTunes. iTunes is great. Reviews at iTunes. On punkyradio.com, on the left is an iTunes link. Hit that, it will open up our music store page. Please review us. 5 stars only, and we'll read them out. I read the US, Paul reads the UK.
Thank you all so much for listening this week. I look forward to talking to you next week. Say goodbye, Tony.
Bye, Tony.
A poog.